You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
All right, so we're here in New York City, and today was one for the history books, because when today began, we were preparing for the craziest day in New York since the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man came to town and busted a nut on the whole city. That wasn't marshmallows. But today was even crazier, because today was Trump Arraignment Day.
This is breaking news.
In a remarkable chapter of American history, for the first time, a former president faced a judge in a criminal courtroom on charges he broke the law, and it happened right here in New York City.
Former President Trump pleads not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records related to hush money payments.
The photograph is stark. And historic as we look at it. Donald Trump.
That's a man who looks like a defendant. The former president. I've seen that face not many times. He looks somber.
Look at you. Look at your ass now. They got your ass. Ain't so tough no more. Ain't so tough. You spent all that money talking shit about the judge. You talk shit about the DA. Oh, I'm a march in the courtroom and I'm a tell him, shut your ass up. look at how sad Trump looks. My man look like somebody told him his dog died or that Mike Pence is still alive. And you can talk all the shit you want, but I'm telling you, baby, the moment you in that courtroom, that shit get real. Trump's sitting there like, wow, y'all really gonna do this to me, huh? And he alone, ain't none of your boys around no more. You gave them all pardons. And everybody know you don't pardon all your partners. You gotta leave one in jail so you have somebody to talk to. And on top of all that, this how I know Trump did something. I don't know what he's guilty of, but he did something. Look at that outfit. First day of court, he in a suit that don't even fit. Why would you do that? Gwyneth Paltrow showed you the cheat code, boy. You got to dress like you don't give a f-. You got to dress for court like you on your way to somewhere else. Look at Gwyneth Paltrow. You can't convict me. These glasses are Cartier's. Cartier, is that how you say it? I don't know. I can't afford nice glasses. So, as you can imagine, it was a crazy day in New York. And the city was ready for anything. Barricades were laid out. Every police officer was on duty. Even Mayor Eric Adams said he might not go to the club tonight. Just in case y'all need him. Because, you know, he be in the club. He got to keep the phone on vibrate. But call him twice so he know it's an emergency. And the cops, I'll give the NYPD this. They were right to set up all the barricades. Trump supporters swarmed downtown Manhattan and filled the streets with red, white, and blue. It was like a Puerto Rican Day parade for people who want to deport Puerto Ricans. And to their credit, they handled it perfectly. They kept everybody on both sides far enough apart so nobody got hurt, but close enough so they could still roast the shit out of each other. Yes, the classics. Don't nothing win an argument faster than a yo mama. It hit like a shit, like yo mama. You lose, no matter what you say. Donald Trump is a political prisoner unfairly targeted by the brothers and sisters. Your mama, bitch. That's how it hits you. You bleed out. But it was a crazy scene downtown. It was wild. And one of the people making it crazy was Marjorie Taylor Greene. MTG swung down to the courthouse, double parked a broomstick, and took part in the festivities. And today, she offered a defense of the president that I've never heard before.
President Trump is joining some of the most incredible people in history being arrested today. Nelson Mandela was arrested, served time in prison. Jesus was arrested.
Jesus. That's what I'm thinking too. Like, Jesus, what the hell is wrong with this lady? How you gonna compare Donald Trump to Jesus? First of all, Jesus walked on water. Donald Trump can barely walk on land. Now, the crazy thing about all of this today is that Donald Trump didn't even have to come to New York. He could have done the whole arraignment at the crib. Because apparently, they gave him the option to be arraigned over Zoom. You know, like Nelson Mandela and Jesus. But I get it. I completely get why Trump didn't do it over Zoom. One, he'd have got on camera, they would have just found more classified documents in the background. Two, Trump wants publicity. Look at how he came out of Trump Tower this morning, giving the black power fist like a real political prisoner. He lives for shit like this. Hell, Trump liable to show up to court every day dancing on top of a car like Michael Jackson. Just that, time out. That document. And the media, man, the media, what'd they do? They play right along with it, giving us wall-to-wall coverage, even when there was absolutely nothing to talk about.
I will turn to you and show you. He'll be coming out the side door of Trump Tower there. So there is a sense of anticipation that his movement is coming.
You can see some of the traffic heading northbound there. And I can't remember off the top of my head if Fifth Avenue is one way.
Yes.
Right? It's northbound, I think. We'll go south. So that's not Fifth Avenue.
I checked Waze just before we came in. It showed that was the fastest route.
We expect him to enter through and I think that was just him. John and Jillian, did you guys just see the former president walk out, or is that just me?
There's Donald Trump right there. I'm sorry. Sorry, Abby, we just saw Donald Trump.
Overhearing some radio traffic here. At any moment now, see the former president walk through those doors.
So there are many doors into the courtroom, and it's not just this one door. There are side doors, and there's a back door.
Photographer Evan Shumrack laser-focused on that front door.
And many hallways that lead to each door.
If he does go through those doors, he will come by the camera.
A judge comes in a different door. A jury comes in even another door. A defendant who's incarcerated comes in a different door. The public comes in the main door. So there are many doors.
Okay. So let me get this straight. You're telling me the courthouse has multiple doors and different people come through different doors, and then those doors connect to other doors, and then those are all the doors. I tell you, man, I'm learning so much about the legal system. Thank you, cable news. Now, there's doors. Buildings got doors and shit. You learn stuff. Now, here's what bothered me about today. I'll say this. Donald Trump deserves a fair trial, but I also want Trump to get the full American criminal justice experience, which is not what happened today. My man got to schedule his visit to the courthouse like he the cable man. Trump called the court, hey, listen, I'll be down to the jail Tuesday between 10 and 2. Just make sure you get that. Then, once Trump got there, there were no handcuffs. There were no mug shots. There were no perp walks. Well, for Trump, it would be a perp waddle, but you understand. But, you know, that doesn't make the point. My point is, I'm disappointed, because today shows you how humane our courts could be. So many people get dragged into this legal system, and it's humiliating. You get handcuffed, you get gawked at. You wait days, sometimes months, for an arraignment. Then you go into a building through one of those many doors. You get to a room, they strip you naked, they spread your ass cheeks, they make you cough twice, which I never understood the second cough. Like, the first cough I get, one cough is enough to know whether or not I got drugs in my booty. The second cough is for you. That's wrong. Am I sharing too much with y'all right now? I thought I could open up to y'all. Apparently not. My point is, for the sake of this country, I hope that Donald Trump gets a swift trial, but that doesn't mean he should get to use the TSA pre-check lane. But here's the good news. The New York investigation is just one of many into the former president, so we'll have plenty of other opportunities to get him arrested correctly. So, Georgia, got plenty more opportunities. So, state of Georgia, if you're listening, when you finally get Donald Trump in your courtroom, make sure he coughs twice. Yeah. Thank you for clapping for that, man. You know, that was good, but, you know, I don't know if that's good enough to go viral. I'm trying to go viral this week, you know? It's a lot of pressure as guest host. You know, you got to be funny, you got to be satirical, you got to be powerful, you got to go viral. And I don't know what to do. I just wish I had somebody that I could talk to guide me through some of this stuff, man.
Roy, use the false Roy.
Who that?
Roy,
who's
use...
that?
Use the false.
I'm a ghost, man. Who that?
Roy, use the false. Roy. Roy, just.
I'm John. Stewart. I used to work here when the budget wasn't as big. A few years back, it was.
You were here. You were here.
I actually hosted the program, to be honest with you.
The Daily Show had a white host?
Yeah.
Why are you dressed like Obi-Wan Kenobi?
I like to be comfortable.
Okay.
Roy, the point is this.
Okay.
Donald Trump doesn't define
you. Wait, if you're Obi-Wan Kenobi, okay. What does that make me? Because if you're Obi-Wan, that makes me Luke Skywalker, and I don't want to be Luke Skywalker.
Why the f*** wouldn't you want to be Luke Skywalker?
Luke Skywalker kissed his sister. I want to be Han Solo instead. Han Solo is badass. Han Solo was cool. He had the ship. You can be Chewbacca.
Why would I want to be like a wolf ape? That doesn't make... Look, I think it would make more sense if I were the wise sage who mentors the young host and not the wolf ape. Also, I cannot return this robe. What happened was the events that took place in this...
Yeah, but if you're Obi-Wan, if you're Obi-Wan and I'm Luke, then does that mean my dad is Vader? Because if my dad is Darth Vader, does that mean Donald Trump is my dad?
Why?
I'm trying.
I know that. Roy, why would Donald Trump be your father?
Because if I'm Luke and Trump is Vader, that means Trump killed you.
What? Fine, you're Han Solo, I'm Baby Yoda. Fine. The point
is... Why can't you be regular Yoda?
What the f*** are you talking about?
What?
I should have come when Silverman was here. But Silverman! Listen...
Okay. How about this? Because I want to go along with that. I want to go along with you on this. Okay, how about you be Yoda because you're all hobbled and green and shit. And I'll be Lando for obvious reasons. I can be Lando, you know.
Is this a trap? Yeah, because you both have...
Mustaches.
Mustaches!
Yeah.
Yes! My point is this, Roy, and thank you for having me on the program. The thing about, and you're doing a fabulous job, by the
way.
Thank
you, brother.
The thing about this historic indictment is that American Jurisprudence
I think we're out of time. Thank you so much, Roy. I mean John Stewart. John Stewart, everybody.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.